Will the House please come to order? The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbudo.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blickrey.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Bird. Bird. Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Hales,
here.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey, Harvey, Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jorgensen,
here.
Kimball,
here.
Landon,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Lubno,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Miller,
here.
Millen, Moniz,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Pedersen,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Philp, Philp excused, Korberg,
here.
Roscoe,
here.
Semlich,
here.
Shepperson,
here.
Stewart,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Thompson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Bird,
here.
Harvey, 58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer today for the end of the week is the given by the Reverend Robin Chance, representing St. Christopher's Episcopal Church. Reverend Chance, thank you for being with us this week.
Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, we thank you for all the opportunities and challenges that have come our way this week in the House of Representatives. Help us to learn and grow from the process of making and changing laws for the benefit of all the people in the state of Wyoming. We thank you for the beauty of this state, the mountains and plains, the lakes and streams, the forests and hills, and especially for the diverse and independent nature of the people whom we represent. Grant us continued strength to serve them in the weeks to come through your mighty spirit. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Will the House please come to order? Well, you guys are getting better. Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 11, 2010 has been read and recommend that it be approved. Signed, Representative Moniz, Representative Barbuto.
Representative Moniz, you may have privilege of the floor.
If you would welcome the Wyoming State 4-H leadership in the North Balcony. We have Kurt Rotterkaus from Lincoln County, Kate Barlow from Campbell County, Ticey Moeller from Uinta County, Lanny Johnson from Sublette County, and Gwen Kirk from Albany County. Welcome.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Representative Esquibel, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce our page of the day, Dario Esquibel Melanson. And in the balcony is Grandma Jackie and Mama Jackie.
Welcome, Dario, and your mom and your grandmother. It's nice to see you ladies.
Senator Esquibel's grandson. That makes me the great uncle. So.
Representative Bonner, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my privilege today to introduce from Powell the doctor of the day for the legislature, and there's a bonus. Not only a doctor of the day, but a medical student of the day. Dr. Mark Wurzel from our fine medical community in Powell, and accompanying Dr. Wurzel today in service is Bethany Gaylord. She's a fourth-year medical student doing a rotation in Powell with Dr. Wurzel.
Great. Welcome, Dr. Wurzel, and welcome to you, Ms. Gaylord. Chairman Berger, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's with great honor that I'd like to introduce my Valentine up in the back of the gallery, Bob Berger.
Welcome, Bob. I was hoping it would be you.
Yeah. He was able, Mr. Speaker, to endure the muscle testimony this morning. So he sees what we do in appropriations now.
Representative Gilmore, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's not often someone travels all the way from Natrona County, but I notice up in the gallery is our County Commissioner, Barb Perriam.
Great. We have a special event today. Is Brian here? Maybe he's over in the Senate. Is he in the Senate? Okay. All right. Well, we will proceed with our regular agenda with introduction, reading, and reference of bills. You will see on your list House Bill 120. Please move that to the bottom of the list. And we will commence with House Bill 123. So the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 123.
House Bill 123, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to charter schools.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Currently, under the existing charter laws that we have in this state, a applicant to open a charter school goes before the local school district board, and if that the application process is very long, it's onerous, as it should be, to ensure that these public school students will have a quality education. If that charter applicant is denied, they are allowed to appeal to the State Board of Education. Under existing law, the only thing that the State Board of Education can do is look to see whether the district followed the law, which is sometimes vague and ambiguous, which is a problem that we're going to address next year. But this gives the State Board of Education the ability to either remand it back to the district for reconsideration or to go ahead and approve the charter if the charter application is a good one. That's all it does. It gives the State Board of Education the authority, when it's appealed to them, to approve a charter in this state. I think that it's a good move. It's something that's supported by the State Board. They have been frustrated in the past because of their inability to make meaningful changes. So I would ask for your favorable consideration and hope that this would move forward.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I find myself in a strange position of not supporting something that relates to education, but our constitutional mandate is to care for, provide an equal quality educational education vis-a-vis public education. The expense of the charter school is at the cost of the local district. And this is just another infringement on what I consider to be a very, very important function of the local districts to be able to handle, conduct, and provide and respond to that mandate.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Representative Wallace, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just remind this body that we have had charter laws in place since 1995, and we do, in fact, have charter schools in our state. Those charter schools are public schools. Let me say that again. Charter schools are public schools. Those are public school students. So the opposition that my colleague expressed is really not what's at question
Time.
Here.
Time. Thank you. The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Cohey, aye.
Connolly,
no.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
no.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart, Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 34 ayes, 24 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 123, having failed to receive two-thirds vote of the members elected to the House, House Bill 123 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 131.
House Bill 131, introduced by Representative Jorgensen, an act relating to community colleges.
First reading of the bill.
Statewide levy.
Representative Jorgensen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just because this bill happens to have number 131 on it, I've for years carried an engineers and surveyors bill, which at one of those instances had a number 131. Please forget that issue. I will not return to it. I move House Bill 131, Community Colleges Statewide Levy, for consideration and ask for your favorable vote. I've served the last couple of years on advisory committees, task forces on this issue of community colleges, And my motivation for doing so is because as a member of the Appropriations Committee, I see some changes in the roles and the needs for those colleges and an increased need for them under our present mechanisms to apply for additional state aid. These groups, the last several years, have been made up of legislators, interested educational parties, and some excellent community leaders who probably added the most to the discussions. But let me tell you, on two issues, finance and government, nothing has been done nor addressed. The purpose of this bill is to get the issue in front of our education committee. If they decide to do an interim study, if they decide to can it, that's fine with me. But we've gone through a lot of talent in trying to deal with this, and we've never faced the issues. Please don't be alarmed by what you may see as local implications. This is at base an attempt to equalize the tax burden, the present tax burden, across the state, and not focus it solely on the districts where the buildings are. It's not an increase in taxation. It's an equitable distribution of taxation. The local boards of trustees who are important would be expanded to include those areas in their district, all the counties. We can't have taxation without representation. We know that. Now we've sort of got the inverse. I ask for your support and your patience in letting our education committee deal with this issue very clearly defined. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Bonner in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps not so much opposition as a word of caution. The statewide mill levy is a big step in the direction of fairness. But there's a concern in another area, and that's the financing front. The new statewide mill levy of one mill would amount to just about a trade of dollars, taxes coming from a different source. In the language of the colleges, House Bill 131 would supplant general fund dollars, not supplement them. That is, it's about the same level of funding, maybe even a little less. And here's the rub. Colleges would be expected to provide greater services and offerings to the formerly non-district counties that are now in the new college districts. And that's only right. Yet there would be no additional revenues to meet those expectations. There's more work to be done, or the other 16 counties are going to be losers. Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Representative Jorgensen, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two items. I accept Representative Bonner's statements, or the representative from Park County, excuse me, as I served with him for many years on the Board of Trustees, and he's an extremely valuable person there. He was there, and he is here. I believe the issues he raised will be addressed in deliberations of our Education Committee. They're valid issues, but to pretend that folks in the other counties in the district should not be served, I don't think is true. And let me refer to a comment of Mr. Speaker yesterday. This may seem like a complex issue, but it's something we need to take on. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jorgensen. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
no.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi, Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson, Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 38 ayes, 20 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 131, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote of the members elected to the House, House Bill 131 is indefinitely postponed. Members of the House, today is Arts Advocacy Day, sponsored by the Wyoming Arts Alliance. The Alliance is a nonprofit network of artists whose purpose is the development of quality arts programming and arts education. Today's event is being held to coincide with the Governor's Arts Awards this evening in Cheyenne. We are joined by Green River resident Brian Ragsdale to help celebrate today's event. Brian is a singer-songwriter and has written many songs about life in Wyoming. Much of his music focuses on the things he is proud of, including Wyoming's great outdoors, as well as being a father, husband, and a veteran. Please help me welcome Brian Ragsdale. Brian? Brian, just like everybody today, you have 30 seconds.
All right. Yeah, there we go. So thank you, Mr. Speaker, and all you legislators for having me out here today and letting me share my music and talk a little bit. So I was thinking about what song I should play, you know, and we just donated 50,000 CDs to the troops, and with a special song on there, and but it's pretty sad, and I know you guys are had a long week, so I think I'll play something a little more lighthearted, so to speak. Because I know your guys' job is a lot more difficult than mine. But we all have our heroes. My hero is my dad, my granddad. And this song speaks to the values that we in Wyoming hold dear that aren't so prevalent in the rest of this country. Values that are disappearing at a very, very rapid rate. A miner's son, old blue jeans, my daddy's boots up to my knees, worn out belt around my waist holding up a young man's dream. Well, my daddy paid all my debts with his tears, his blood, his sweat, never wanting. And without rest, he worked hard so I could have the best. And my daddy gave me the shirt off his back, a gentle nudge towards better things. With grandpa's trying, my daddy's will, I do my best to make them proud of me. A hero's hat and medals too, well, he fought hard for me and you in the Great War. Well, my granddad flew despite all his fears like heroes do. We had a stroke at 42 and times got hard, but he refused to give up. Still pushing through, it was in his arms that we all grew. And my daddy gave me the shirt off his back, a gentle nudge towards better things. With grandpa's trying, my daddy's will, I do my best to make them proud of me. Seems like ages since I left home, and now I've got three kids of my own. 'Cause my daddy gave me the shirt off his back, a gentle nudge towards a better thing. With grandpa's trying, my daddy's will, I do my best to make them proud of me. To make them proud of me. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Wow, you guys are way too kind. So, can I do another one? I get to do another one. How about that? All Oh, I was actually hiding behind that. So my sons and I, we watched the towers fall on TV, and we lived here in Wyoming, and it was like a cartoon. It was pretend. And then I got a phone call about an hour later and was put on alert so I could prepare to go to Afghanistan. I didn't have to go. But I wrote this song to explain to my sons what a hero is. Because it's a lot more than what people think. All it's about is doing something you're afraid of. So you can be a 5-year-old hero or you can be an 85-year-old hero. All you have to do is face your fears. So this song is on that CD that you guys all have. It's the last song. And we donated 50,000 CDs to the troops of that song and the rest, and have had over 1.5 million free downloads go out to say thank you. Little boy was sitting next to his old man, watching morning cartoons. When he asked him, "Can I be Spider-Man? Can you show me what heroes do?" A little later, newsflash came on, filled with hate, hurt, and tragedy. Together they watched 200 firemen give their lives heroically. And they shed a tear or two. Said, "Boy, that's what heroes do." Well, it hadn't been an hour when that phone call came, and Daddy had to go. He was prepared, but he feared the day that he have to leave home. His boy said, "Daddy, Daddy, did I do something wrong? Is that why you have to leave?" So don't be silly, boy, your daddy loves you so. But your dad's a U.S. Marine. And they shed a tear or two. Said, "Boy, that's what heroes do." He looked down at his little boy and smiled. His tears fell from his eyes of blue. And then he turned and walked away to fight for me and you. 'Cause that's what heroes do. Well, little boy was holding his daddy's dog tags on his way to school. He was afraid to face his fears, but that's what heroes do. And he shed a tear or two, 'cause he knew what he had to do. 'Cause that's what his daddy would do. Thank you guys very much for having me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're welcome. So are you gonna invite everybody down for lunch? Or do you want me to do that? In the Herschel Tunnel? It should be on the last part of your... Thank you.
Thanks so much, Brian. That's a great message. We can all be heroes every day in some way. Brian is giving each legislator a CD as a thank you, and as he said, he's donated 50,000 copies. And the album was just nominated for the Country Album of the Year. It says county, but I'm assuming that's country. Country Album of the Year by the Indie Music Awards, and you all are encouraged to attend the luncheon in the Hersler Tunnel during noon recess, and Brian will be playing some more tunes. Thanks so much. We are back at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 117.
House Bill 117, introduced by Representative Connolly.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to apprenticeship programs.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What an act to follow. I move introduction of House Bill 117, Apprenticeship Training Program. On opening morning, we heard our leadership talk about how jobs are so important in this economy and is the one element that we can focus on in this session other than the budget. It's simple. When people are at work with good jobs, they can support their families and our communities thrive. In each of our communities, public works contracts, major CapCon funded through government dollars, is crucial to our local economies. I thought about how can we stretch these dollars beyond the schools and the roads that they support. And one way to do it is through providing a mechanism to support apprenticeships in the trades. These are good jobs, and that's what this bill does. Simply put, this bill says that for any major public works contract, one over $250,000, the contractor need either certify that they are participating in an approved apprenticeship program, or they pay into a state fund that supports apprenticeships. The bill sets out the details, the compliance requirements, setting up the account, and the distribution of those funds. There were three concerns raised in emails received yesterday that can be addressed in committee. First, what's the threshold for a covered project? Right now it's $250,000 and $100,000 for subcontractors. Second, is 25 cents per hour per covered employee the best rate for contribution to the fund? And third, what training programs should the fund support? Right now, the bill lists both Voc-Tech high schools and community colleges. These are negotiable issues that can be worked out now. Let's sit at the table and do it. We all, including the contractors' organizations, agree that supporting apprenticeship programs is a good idea. This bill does that. It supports our industries, our
time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickry.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers. Cohey, Connolly, Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales, no. Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart, Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Steward,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
Swanitzer
Dan.
Swanitzer
Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Teeters? Teeters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 23 ayes, 35 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 117, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote of the members elected to the House, House Bill 117 is indefinitely postponed. Folks, I'd like to introduce to you the Wyoming Federation of Republican Women who are in the gallery. This goes way back to my great aunt. They are here in Cheyenne with many other folks this week, and I would just like to acknowledge them and their state president, Darlene Vaughn. Welcome, ladies. next bill for our consideration is House Bill 121.
House Bill 121, introduced by Representative Escobel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to child health care insurance program.
Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 121 for introduction and urge your unfavorable consideration. I did a lot of research on this project. Most of it came out of a book that was called Evidence-Based Maternity Care. But when I started going to the state and trying to get my data from them, it only went back to 2007. So they're currently getting me the 2008 numbers. So this is a good bill. It would make a very good interim topic, and I urge the Joint Labor Health and Social Services to look into it. But I'm going to give you the data from 2007. Medicaid-covered births in the state of Wyoming was $30 million. Presumptive eligibility probably goes down to about $170 per client. So when you look at the graphs and charts, presumptive eligibility and prenatal benefits are way down on the bottom of that chart. Now, Wyoming does not have a newborn infant intensive care unit anywhere in the state. That we call that NICU. NICU is way up on the top of Medicaid spending. So for NICU in 2007, the state spent nearly $14 million outside the state of Wyoming. I believe it's getting close to $20 million now. That was based on some unintended consequences of legislation we passed in 2008. When you look at the evidence-based maternity, the low birth weight babies and the NICU babies, when they come back to the state of Wyoming, are more likely to need specialized health care, specialized education, more likely to drop out of high school, more likely to become teenage pregnancy, more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, more likely to commit a crime, more likely to be incarcerated. So when we get all this 2008 data, we'll be able to show it to the Labor Health Committee in the interim, and hopefully save the state a lot of money and just give these pregnant women in the state of Wyoming the prenatal benefits.
Time.
That we can.
Representative Escobel, I just want to clarify, your recommendation is a no vote. All right. The chief clerk, please call the roll. I would assume no one's in opposition. We're going to check and see if the sponsor can simply withdraw the bill rather than have a roll call vote. Actually, the question is, once the bill has already been moved, which it has, can you withdraw that? And I'm not sure that you can, but we'll know here in just a moment. The chief clerk is checking. She'll be right back.
Nope, you're doing just fine.
Okay. Representative Esquivel, you may withdraw your motion and your bill absent objection. So if you would like to make the motion, we'll see if there's an objection.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw House Bill 121.
Is there any objection? House Bill 121 is withdrawn by the sponsor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 120.
House Bill 120, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education student assessment measures.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 120 and ask for your favorable consideration, and I will yield to the good representative from the southwest part of the state.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. The purpose of this bill is to replace the essay portion of the PAWS assessment with options which will more effectively measure student progress. It's not a federally required part of the test. It's subjective and it's expensive. Grading this portion alone by our outside consultant, out-of-state consultant, costs $1 million a year. It's an essay test where students have to write an expressive essay based on a prompt. They don't get any choices. A really good example of this is a prompt that said, write about what you do with your pet. Well, a little kid didn't have a pet, so he wrote about what he'd do if he did have a pet. Guess what? He got a zero. They wouldn't score his test because he didn't write about what he did with his pet. That's just a good example of the subjective portion of this test that does not really teach kids how to write creatively or critically. It wastes precious class time, 4 to 6 hours for testing annually. Teachers say they'd much rather have that time to do things like a portfolio where they would collect writing samples or some objective fill-in-the-blank kind of things. They'd like to grade it themselves. So we aren't spending $1 million grading a test that isn't giving us an accurate portrayal of what we're trying to measure. We're increasingly putting money into education. That's wonderful. Not knowing where that money goes isn't so wonderful. We need measures of accountability. We need measures that will more accurately and more effectively measure, are our students indeed learning to write, or are they simply being sandwiched into little pigeonholes, which says, you will do this in this particular way, which is not creative, not cost-effective, does not serve the students of Wyoming well. I would urge you to allow us to further consider the options with this bill. I would urge you to allow us to continue talking about
time.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson,
no.
Bagby,
aye.
Barbudo,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel, Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
Esquivel, aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton, Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 4 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 121 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Oh, congratulations, you did a good job. I applaud your promptness and the way the bills were presented within the timing allowed. You all did a great job. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 49, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Anderson, Edmonds, Esquivel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, No, Wallace, signed Representative Anderson, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 50, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Anderson, Edmonds, Escobel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, Wallace. Signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 58, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Anderson, Edmonds, Escobel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, Wallace. Signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 5, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brown, Dirks, Hales, Dillaway, Kimball, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan. Conflict, Lubno. Signed, Representative Dillaway, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 6, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brown, Dirks, Hales, Dillaway, Kimball, Lubno, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Dillaway, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 15, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Brown, Dirks, Hales, Dillaway, Kimball, Lubno, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Dillaway, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportations, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred House Bill 24, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Cohey, Gilmore, Madden, McKim, Peterson, Zwanitzer, Dave. Excused, Hallinan. Signed, Representative Cohey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 27, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Carson, Cohey, Gilmore, McKim, Peterson, Zwanitzer, Dave. No, Madden. Excused, Hallinan. Signed, Representative Cohey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 12, Rules and Procedures, to whom was referred House Bill 65, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Buchanan, Cohey, Connolly, Goggles, Dillaway, Landon, Lubno, Simpson. Excused, Gingrey, Jorgensen, Philp, Quarberg, Throne. Signed, Representative Simpson, Chairman.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Dillaway.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to re-refer House Bill 15 to your committee number 2.
Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 15 is referred to committee number 2, Appropriations. Any other re-referrals? All righty. We're at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 4.
House Bill 4, introduced by the Mental Health Committee, an act relating to criminal procedure, time limits for competency evaluations, being adopted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 4, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles. Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Dillaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Quarberg. Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace. Wallace. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 4, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 4 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7.
House Bill 7, introduced by the Corporation Committee, an act relating to election code revisions, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 7, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Flickery. Bonner. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquivel. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway. Yagi. Jorgensen. Kimball. Landon. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller. Millen. Moniz. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg. Roscoe. Semlek. Shepperson. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 7, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 7 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10.
House Bill 10, introduced by the Corporation Committee, an act relating to electrical safety, low voltage licensing, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 10, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Oh, excuse me. There is an amendment. Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move third reading amendment to House Bill 10. Mr. Speaker, through the course of the discussion and description of this bill, I found out that maybe there was some confusion exactly just what we were doing with exempting our installation, repair, and maintenance of lawn sprinkler control systems. And what we did, we found that that confusion stemmed from perhaps some miswording in the title of the bill. And just to clarify what we're doing with the intention of this bill, and in fact, this amendment does not change the intent of the bill, but merely clarifies the way it was represented in the title. We're exempting that trade from a journeyman licensing requirement, and they would still have to obtain and get a waiver for a limited license. So, Mr. Speaker, what we're doing here, as I said, we're not changing the intention of the bill, just the language in the title to reflect what we're doing.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to note that I view this as a friendly amendment to the bill and appreciate the good representative's catch in that error in the explanation of the intent of the bill.
That's great. And folks, just to remind you that on third reading, any amendment, you get the opportunity to speak twice, and the sponsor of the amendment typically speaks last. So they may just wait and hear any discussion about the amendment and then have the last opportunity to speak. So Representative Stewart, for your second time. All right, hearing none. We are voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 10. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 10 is passed. House Bill 10, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks. Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Filth excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 10, having been read three, House Bill 10, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 10 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to public assistance and social services regarding Child Care Development Fund, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 25, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks. Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart, Lockhart, Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Filth excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Lockhart, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Connolly, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 2 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 25, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 25 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48, introduced by the Education Committee. An act relating to school finance audits being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 48, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto, Berger, Blake, Flickrey, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 48, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 48 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55.
House Bill 55, introduced by the Education Committee, an act relating to public schools regarding elementary foreign language instruction, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 55, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore. Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Throne. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gilmore. Aye to no. Hales. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 ayes, 9 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 55, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 55 has passed the House. We're at that order of business of bills, consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House resolve itself into committee of the whole.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The House is resolved into committee of the whole. Representative Barbudo.
The Committee of the Whole will now come to order. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 22. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 22, introduced by Representative Anderson, an act relating to taxation and revenue regarding streamlined sales use tax amendments. This bill was referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue, which recommended that it do pass. Ayes, Anderson, Edmonds, Esquivel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlich, Wallace. Signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that House Bill 22 do pass. I think for the explanation of the bill, I'll just read the fiscal note. That pretty well explains it. If you look at it, there's no fiscal impact. It's a clarifying language for the sourcing rules, which have already been administered, as well as a cleanup of the multiple points of use language, which was never adopted by the Streamlined Sales Tax Agreement. And if there are no questions, I'd call for the question.
Okay, seeing no further discussion. Let me get my cards in order here. Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Anderson's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill number 22 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 22 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 31. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 31, introduced by Representative Madden. An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding property tax appeals county process. This bill was referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue, which recommended that it do pass. Ayes, Edmonds, Escobel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Wallace, no, Anderson, Semlek, signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I move with when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that Bill number 31, House Bill 31, do pass. There are no Committee of the Whole amendments for the explanation of the bill and are no standing committee amendments. For I'll turn over the explanation of the bill and those standing or those Committee of the Whole amendments to the good sponsor of the bill.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First thing I'd like to do is move Committee of the Whole of Amendment Number 1 for approval. And I'll explain it. You should have that in your file. All it does is, although the bill itself does not mandate any costs associated with this process, that if they bear any costs, that it would be the cost of the county as opposed to the cost of the taxpayer or someone else. Kind of give you a background of the bill. The good representative from District Number 27, who lives on the back side of the Bighorns, was working on something very similar, and we were kind of working in tandem off and on throughout the summer, and looked at some of the inner workings of county boards of equalization, and. We both, after this research, kind of concluded that maybe we ought to look at an option, and it is an option. It's an option for a board of review to be selected by county commissioners to act on behalf of the board equalization. Now, some of the reasons for that are varied. One reason is, of course, that there's been this age-old perception of a conflict of interest on the part of you know, working with county commissioners and the fact that they work with assessors and so on all year long, and there's a lot of other issues as well. There's also revenue implications and things like that. Another very important one is the complexity of the law, and the complexity seems to get worse and worse as we try to clarify things. And I did have some commissioners say, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this. And there's some evidence of that being a factor. It turns out that some county commissions don't even have these. Even if there's an appeal, they'll just directly send it to the state and say, we don't understand it anyway, and it's too complicated, and it's no use, it's a waste of our time. And, of course, that
is inconsistent with state statute. 3913102 calls for a hearing at the county level, and given this situation that we observe, we see that there's a lack of equal protection across counties. The other issue, of course, is that if they go this route and opt to take use a board of review, it's my opinion that it would simplify county commissioners' work, and if it improves their workflow, it must be able to increase their quality of life. Give you some background on, you know, how novel this idea is. It's kind of novel for this state, but there are, there are 29 states that already have boards of review. And if you look at the way what that number was 10 years ago, there was only about 20 states that had a board of review or something similar to a board of review. And, you know, the evolution is going in that direction kind of nationwide. There's 10 states remaining that essentially do it like we do it, with the local board of equalization being made up by law of only county commissioners. And I did a lot of research by traveling to another state. I talked to assessors. I talked to county commissions. Assessors like the program, and they would not want to go back to the way it was before. They were apprehensive at first, but after they got started, they did not want to go back to it, and the county commissioners for sure like the way it is now. So that's kind of the genesis of it, and I'm sure that the co-sponsor of this will have her input as well. If you wish, grab a copy of the bill, and I'll just go through the salient points for you. I can find them here. All right, if you go to page 3, I guess starting with line 8, you can see that, first of all, it says that under B, that if so desired by the board. So if so desired by the board, they can set up a board of review. And if you go a little further down on page 3, line 12, It gives you a language as to what the review board is made up of. You can see that there's three persons on the board, and there's some casual qualifications, if you will, or recommended background.
Representative Madden?
Yes.
Are you on the Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, or are you back on the bill?
I'm on the bill.
Okay, we need to have a vote on Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 first. Is there any more discussion on the amendment?
Sorry.
All those in favor of Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The amendment is adopted. Representative Madden.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry for that. I won't start over because I'm assuming that you that you were listening anyway. Anyway, going back to the content of the bill on page 3, I was talking about line 12, and it says that we're looking for a background with one of them, and that's got some training in real estate, brokerage, or real estate appraising, or something like that. In other words, they have some background about the market. Then we have another one that is experienced in the technical aspects of building, that is building and construction. And it says also that not more than 2 members of the board shall review shall be of the same profession. Okay?
And, you know, there's nothing in here, there's no language in here that prohibits one of the county commissioners from being appointed to this board. So you could make a review board of a county commissioner and a couple of people that have expertise in the area as your review board, and that might be a way that a lot of them will start it. Now, at the bottom, it says all of the relevant, that's line 22 roughly, it says that all the relevant provisions of subparagraph A, which is all of the hearing requirements and the records that are kept and everything like that, including the time spans and so forth, that apply to the current Board of Equalization would also apply under this option. Okay? Now, another important provision is on page 4. It says, following the written final decision of the Board of Review, the County Board of Equalization has time to review their product, and they can accept it or not accept it as they prefer. And in that sense, it works kind of like a planning commission. A planning commission is the work products that they come up with are recommendations, and at least in my county, probably 90-95% of the time, what the planning commission's come up with is accepted. Now, some of you might have heard that there's some apprehension about the possibility of going this route on the part of commissioners, and a lot of them, after I realized they were here in town and everything, got a hold and talked to me and said that, you know, what you really have missing in this is a training aspect to it, that we would be more likely to set up a review board and go that route if the Department of Revenue would have a training program. I've been envisioning maybe one Saturday we go on a teleconferencing arrangement with the Department of Revenue directing it. And I'm working on an amendment. I'd have that for the third reading, I guess, if we think it's wise. And that would offer the opportunity for boards of review and also hearing examiners and also boards of equalization to attend this training session so that they all know more about the process. And I have passed around just a rough draft of what I had in mind to some of them, and they were going to look at it. And I told them by Monday or so I'd like to have an answer as where they felt, how they feel about it. But that, for right now, I guess, is the essence of the bill. As I say, it's not a reinventing the wheel. It's a wheel that's been used in 29 counties already, and there's never been a tendency for these kind of situations to go amok, and we end up going back to the way it was. And so I think it's worth putting it in as an option that is available to county commissions if they want to utilize it. And I'll answer questions if I can.
Madam Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I do have a question for my good colleague from over in Johnson County. I'm not really clear on the language. Is it feasible that if a county did do the Board of Review, that they could go back and forth? In other words, they could decide which cases the Board of Review was going to listen to, or they could decide if they wanted to hear the appeal process themselves. So that they'd just be able to pick and choose which cases the Board of Review was going to look at? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Madden.
Thank you for the question. I think for an individual property, there wouldn't be a back and forth type option, because once it's been heard, it's been heard. But there might be certain types of cases, that they say, well, we want to handle at these kind of cases with a board of review that's made up of us, And then there might be some another subset of cases that they'd say, well, we want this board of review to handle it. For example, there's nothing that precludes if a county board of equalization wanted to hear, let's say, commercial hearings, and they said, okay, we're going to set the other one up, the board of review up for residential hearings. You know, you could do that. But you wouldn't have to be going back and forth on a given parcel.
Madam Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just have a follow-up, because I just want to understand. I really don't. It looks to me, though, the way the language is written in the bill, that they could actually, the county commissioners could actually decide that they could do a residential, someone's residential, and then the next residential they might not want to do, and then the next residential that they would want to do, and that they could be selective about picking and choosing which review they actually did here. I just don't see any language in the bill that prohibits that, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that's probably right. I wouldn't. If that exposure is a problem, we could include that in an amendment also. But I guess I just didn't envision that they would cherry pick out certain ones or anything like that.
Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll bring a little different perspective to this bill, a perspective from having been there and done that. Two or three points why I'm a little cautious about supporting this bill. With respect to the Board of Review requirements, that they come two out of three of them, these come from a particular background, I would suggest that the Board of Equalization hearings at the county level deal with a variety of issues. Some of them certainly deal with assessments and value of assessments, but some of them deal with ag land, whether or not property should be assessed for ag land or whether it should be assessed on market value. And I think we're just really narrowing the ability to have good information and professional people there to participate in this process. I'll tell you that currently, the way the Board of Equalization works, in an evidentiary hearing, they can call all the witnesses they want, or the assessor can bring in all the professional witnesses they want from any type of background to accomplish what this bill is trying to accomplish without narrowing the focus on just these two different groups. So I'm concerned about that. The other concern that I would have in respect to the process where the Board of Review hears the case and then they provide a record of decision. There's nothing in the bill that says that the County Board of Equalization has to be present during this process, and in many cases I would assume, based on the testimony so far, that Board of Equalization will probably not be there because of time constraints or the complicity of the argument. So the County Board of Review will provide a record of decision, which is a scary term that comes out of federal land management, but with respect to that record of decision, then the County Board of Equalization has 15 days to make a decision based upon that decision coming out of the Board of Review. My concern is, are the members of the Board of Equalization going to take time to review all the transcripts from that hearing and know exactly what evidence was presented? If they're going to make a decision, they're going to make a decision in a vacuum. If they don't attend those meetings, or if they don't read the transcripts that are recorded as to what evidence was heard, how are they going to make the decision? So I am also concerned about that. From a philosophical perspective, I would also be somewhat concerned about the elected county officials being the board who serve on as a county board of equalization, kind of abrogating their authority to some appointed members. Now, we do that a lot. I understand that in county planning decisions. We do that, but really at this level of government, where we really want consistency in the decision-making process and accountability, I think it just serves the process better that the County Board of Equalization members who are elected as Board of County Commissioners remain in that capacity. If they need expert witnesses, they have that opportunity during the evidentiary hearing to bring in those witnesses, accomplish everything that we're trying to accomplish here without adding another layer to this process. So, and the other thing that I'd like to, my final point would simply be this. In that decision-making process, when the County Board of Equalization makes their decision, they don't have an opportunity to take the position of the taxpayer and take the position of the assessor and find some equal ground in between. They find on the facts it's either yes or no. So to bring in a review board would somewhat suggest that they can negotiate this deal because they have this expertise. Well, that's simply not what the law allows. They have to take the position of the assessor or take the position of the taxpayer, and there's no room in between to negotiate those deals. So I am somewhat reluctant on this moving forward. I think we have a process that's available in statute now. I'm not aware of any big problems with that, and I would just be somewhat resistant to seeing this change it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Madden.
Thank you very much. Just a couple of responses in the regard to, first of all, the abrogation of authority. That specifically was dealt with in my in our bill here. It is true that you go to a lot of other states and the Board of Review is the final decision maker and the County Commission doesn't even see the results of it. And I think that would be an inappropriate delegation of authority by an elected official. But for the same reasons that a Planning Commission it provides these kind of records and kinds of service that I envision for a Board of Review, I don't think that's a hard bridge to cross. And as far as them having a record of decision, there's no question they'll have a record of decision. There would be a hearing director. There would be a recording of the record verbatim, and this record would be available to the County Commission to review prior to them accepting or not the results of the Board of Review. And so I think that's the essence of what we heard, except, you know, there is some sense I have that the representative from District 1 is just opposed to it.
Chairman McComey, did you want to speak?
I think I just have a suggestion or well, not of that. The main thing that I see that this bill would give a county the ability to do would, if there could possibly be a conflict on the Board of Commissioners, then they could convene this particular board, and that would give them the opportunity to have it looked at from the outside and brought back to the county commissioners, especially on a commission that is three members. Because you could all of a sudden there you're two and two or something like that, or only two commissioners to vote on it. So that's one of the things I see about the bill. It is very permissive, and they could probably convene these people and then do away with it. I don't know that, and I didn't see that in the bill.
Representative Davison.
Thank you. In visiting with our county commissioners last night, they said that the County Commission Association was opposed to this bill. As a representative from the eastern part of the state said, it is it's just cumbersome and it would add another layer. And that's the word we got last night. Thank you.
Folks, Mr. Chairman, may have just a moment.
Sure.
Folks, point of order, we shouldn't be stating which association approves of it and which doesn't. I know you know that, but just keep that in mind.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Representative Madden?
I just wanted to add, to respond to the last remark, and that is the layer of government. That might be an argument for them not choosing to go this route, but it should not be an argument for whether this should be available in some other county if they wish. So the option is what protects them in this regard. If it was a mandate, then I would say that was a meaningful objection. But since it's an option, it's not.
Representative Hammonds? Oh, Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Chairman, I hate to do this in the middle of the bill, but may I have privilege of the floor for just a moment?
Absolutely.
I would like to introduce two new junior pages who are here this morning. My youngest son, Nicholas, Nick Simpson, right here. Nick, go ahead and stand up, buddy. Come on, just. And Nick is in second grade at Livingston Elementary School, and his big brother, Mac, is in fourth grade at Livingston. So they're joining us today. And if you would like any haircuts, we can arrange those for you. Here you go.
And Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question on the bill.
Mr. Speaker, before we diverge, I'd like to take privilege also, real quick.
Representative Teeter.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to introduce to the body the newest addition to the Teeters family. Grandpa Rodney Pete is holding him up. There's Ethan Matthew. Yeah, and say hi to my beautiful wife, Mandy, and daughter, Addison, as well.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, may I have privilege one more time?
Are you kidding?
As long as we're doing it, I'd just like to introduce the young constitutionalist from the University of Wyoming. I think they had a debate earlier this year with Representative Carson, Representative Wallace. I'm not sure if they were involved. I think they were, but welcome to the House.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Back on House Bill 31, when I look at page 4, this is lines 2 through 8 talks about the County Board of Equalization, which is the Board of County Commissioners sitting as the Board of Equalization. They have not more than 15 days to review the record of the decision and either affirm or reverse the decision of the Board of Review in writing. And then it says, no new hearing at the county level shall be held. The decision of the County Board of Equalization shall constitute a final decision of the matter. What if they don't act? And what if they don't affirm or reverse it within 15 days? Is there anything in statute that would address that? I think It's pretty vague, that process there, and I don't think you could let it out like that, because if they didn't act within 15 days, there's nothing in there that says what would happen, and typically it would say if they take no action, it would be deemed approved or deemed denied or whatever it would be. But the decision of the County Board of Equalization shall constitute a final decision. Well, there's got to be a final decision, and if they take no action, it's a train wreck. So have you talked about that?
Yes, we have. If they take no action in that 15-day period, it means that they're switching their behavior from the way it's been in the past, because it is under the present circumstances. Elsewhere in the statute, there's a timeline on a date at which time you have to issue a decision and a conclusions of fact, what do they call it? Decisions of fact and conclusions of law? Yeah.
Representative Hammonds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think most of you are aware of that for the last few years, there are a number of us that have tried to bring bills before this body so that in the 2010 general election, it would be possible to address equality in our taxation of private property in the state. All of those efforts had failed, and both the good representative from across the mountain from my district and I were independently working separately from each other and thinking, well, we may not be able to do anything about your property assessed valuation, but is the system as a whole fair to the taxpayers? So if you receive your valuation of your property and you go to your county assessor and you still feel like you're not being treated fairly, you then appeal to your local board of equalization, which is your county commissioners. And in watching that process, and I would really advocate that all of you do that in your districts, actually attend one of those hearings. And what you will find is that your county commissioners are placed in an interesting position. They work regularly with the assessor, and they are supposed to be appearing as judges with their assessor saying, this is what I did in terms of how I assessed that property. And that's how you got the money for your budget. And the county commissioners who have built their budget based on what the incoming revenues would be have to listen to the case of the protesting taxpayer who said, I don't want to pay that many taxes for these reasons. And if you find in my favor, it will apply to everybody else in my classification, and you're going to get less money. Now, I know our county commissioners are incredible in terms of the job they do, and I do not say that in exaggerating. They really do the best they can. So when I started to first work on this and I talked to our local county commissioners, and if you talk to your county commissioners, do they feel equal to the role they play as their local board of equalization? And what they said last night to us for our corner of the state was, well, we don't think we'd take advantage of this option, but we really need training for ourselves, or if we use that board, we would need training for them. If you talk to them as individuals, they have struggled with the complexity of the issues they have been asked to determine. And so what this bill attempts to do is to assure our taxpayers that when they feel they have been unfairly treated by the system, they will have a fair system where they can appeal and will be heard. And the current system is not equal from one county to another with those existing local boards of equalization. Some listen for 15 minutes. Other will let you appeal for a full day. Others for longer than that. And this bill is on the side of the taxpayers so that we can say with confidence that the system listens fairly to their appeals and that the system exists for their protection. And for that reason, I would hope that you would let this continue. We have amendments. We're still working with county commissioners. And let it go forward so we can tell our taxpayers that they have a fair process.
Representative Madden, any further discussion? Are you ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Anderson's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill number 31 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Pursuant to H.R. 10-5B, the bill having failed a voice vote, a standing division vote is required. All those in favor, please stand. All those opposed? Having failed a standing division vote, a roll call vote is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery. Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubno. Lubno.
Excuse.
Lubno excused. Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen. Moniz.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Gorberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 15 ayes, 42 noes, 3 excused.
Pursuant to H.R. 10-5B, House Bill 31, having failed a roll call vote, is indefinitely postponed. Mr. Speaker, there is a certain amount of immaturity coming from the side halls. We're being mocked up here on the stand, and I'd ask that you please take control of the situation if you could.
I'll do what I can do, Mr. Chairman. It is fairly out of control back here. Mr. Chairman, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you. it might have been the faces that were made at the chairman from the hallway, but folks, I would again beg your leave for privilege of the floor to introduce my wife, Debbie, and my parents, Ann and Al Simpson. Come on out, guys. And Thank you. It isn't very often that we get somebody here from Cody, especially who are related to me. But thanks very much. And I know that my father, as a former member of this body for, was it 14 years?
13 years,
would like privilege of the floor, Mr. Chairman, even though he did make faces at you. Would that be all right?
This once.
Well, what an honor. Please, I was standing out here. I hadn't met Joe before, and I looked up, and I went, yeah, that. He looked over like, who the hell is that?
Joe, God bless you.
Good luck. You'll enjoy it. Let me just say what a thrill. I used to sit right back there. I've told you this before. We're here in town. I did not pay for that thing last night. Have nothing to do with it. The Alan K. Simpson, The Life Of, under PBS, it's absolutely dazzling. How to Put Lipstick on a Pig. It was amazing. And there it is. And Ann's in it, too. And it is a political year. It's not my idea. I was not sponsoring it last night. And the reason they started it 2 years ago is they thought that soon Ann and I would be dead. And we're not. We're still here. And that's what's got them all fooled. And so, but I sat right back there so I could watch the trickery and the cunning that went on up in front. And the minute you'd see a guy get up back here, walk over there, and whisper, you knew that something was cooking. So back there, you could watch all the snakes drifting back. It didn't matter what party at all, just snakes, we called them. They were just lining up their votes silently. And then you'd put on a rich debate, and it, like the Colosseum, it was just thumbs, you know. Anyway, I had a lot of fun here, and this is where I learned my craft. Right here on this floor for 13 years, as a member of the House of Representatives of the state of Wyoming was the greatest 13 years of public life. And this is where I learned all the, I was going to say skills, but I meant tricks in the U.S. Senate. Anyway, Ann may say a word. Last night, here she was on this clip. They said it must have been great living with him, a fine guy. She said he's a nice guy except when he's not. And after that crack, maybe you'd like to add a dimension here.
Well, I'm sure that all your wives or husbands could say that about you. And my husband could say that about me. Anyway, it's wonderful to be here. We spent many happy years in this building, and it was a great experience for all of us. And I congratulate you and appreciate all you do for the state of Wyoming. Thanks. And we're very proud.
Well, and you know, nobody in Wyoming knows how hard you work and what you do here. They have no concept. It won't matter when you go home. They won't have any concept. But you'll know in your gut and your heart you really produce something for a wonderful state.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
As long as you're all standing, I would like the body to recognize Rock Springs Mayor Tim Como. Representative Bagby, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the 60th, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Higher Education Center from Carbon County. They braved the wilds of I-80 to come over here today to see us. And I would like to thank Casey Kepler and Mabel Raymond for the nice little letters they sent me. And ladies and gentlemen, these are high school kids and college kids, and they come over with Power of the People, which is sponsored by the Higher Education Center in Rawlins. Please give them a big hand.
Okay. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 36. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 36, introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to notaries. This bill was referred to Committee No. 1, Judiciary, which recommended that it do pass. Ayes, Bagby, Barbuto, Blickrey, Kennedy, Gingrey, Patton, Peasley, Quarberg, Throne. Signed, Representative Gingrey, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure, Chairman Gingrey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill number 36 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. Before I explain the Standing Committee Amendment, I think it's important to explain the bill, so I'll come back to the Standing Committee Amendment, but you have to have somewhat of an understanding of what the bill's doing before we get into the details of the amendment. First of all, what the intent of this has been a 3 or 4 year project. We adopted a major portion of this about 3 years ago. We missed a few things when we did that. So one thing this bill does is go back and make some of those catches of things that we missed, because we did make a substantial change 3 years ago. And so, of course, sometimes you miss a few small things. But more importantly, what this bill does, it protects the integrity of documents in both legal and commercial transactions. Why is that important? It's extremely important for encouraging business to come to Wyoming. You want to be able to tell businesses that the state of Wyoming has extremely modern statutes that will make conducting business in the state of Wyoming the same as if from the state they were coming from. You don't want a business to look at our laws and realize that in some situations, in particularly with notaries, that we have archaic laws and that it's going to be difficult to transfer documents between states or even between other countries. So this helps to encourage business to come to Wyoming once they see how modern our laws are. This is based off the Model Nonary Act. What the bill does, it gives guidance to notaries as what they can and can't do. You should have a handout on your desk that goes through this. It tells you what to do if someone wants to sign with an X. What's the actual procedure? You may say, well, isn't that already in the statute? It actually is not. And what they've done in the past is they've had this little handbook that they sort of came up with on their own that they sort of use. Well, the handbook doesn't have any statutory authority, so there's been some issues with that. What to do with someone can't write at all? Someone who, like someone who is perhaps can is very competent, but has the use of their hands. When shouldn't a notary notarize a document? When the notary is a party to the document, when the notary will receive value from the document, or if it's relatives. And then it goes through when the notary can refuse to notarize, and it delineates the fees. And then the only reason this bill's sort of thick is 3 years ago we changed throughout all the statutes. We took the word notary public out and we put in the word notarial officer. Notarial officer is a broad term that includes notary public within it. The problem is there's clerks and clerks of district courts and judges. There's all types of other people that are actually permitted by law to notarize, but they're not actually commissioned notary publics. So we used the word notarial officer. So in a large part, we had to go through different statutes that we had missed 3 years ago and cross out notary public and put in the word notarial officer. And a few of those statutes are sort of lengthy, and you'll flip through and there'll be a page or two. And the only change was notary public to notarial officer. And lastly, there were some questions as to presumption, it's called, and that got cleared up in there. What this is not doing, it's not adopting electronic notary. We'd like to get there someday to do electronic notary. It certainly would be an exciting thing for the state of Wyoming to do electronic notary, but it's going to take a little bit, and we need to get our statutes, or at least the paper notary statutes, up to the modern level before we move to electronic. Journal provisions are not in there, and administrative changes. If you recall, last year we discussed this bill, and there were some administrative issues between the county clerks and the Secretary of State's office that caused some tension with this bill. All of that's been taken out, so took out the controversial parts. So what does the amendment do? The amendment from the standing committee does two things. There was some testimony as to the bill had said that attorneys cannot notarize documents that they had prepared themselves. There's certainly some reason why you would maybe go that way, but there was a lot of testimony that in small towns in Wyoming, that is not really an option. That may work in a big city or somewhere, but that's not going to work. And the other thing we deleted out was that the employer could not require the employee to surrender fees up to the employer, and we had a long discussion about that. So those are the two amendments that are on that, and I would stand for any questions on the amendment, if we could deal with the amendment first.
Is there any discussion on Standing Committee Amendment Number 1? You've heard the motion on the Standing Committee Amendment. Oh, excuse
Chairman.
Me. Chairman McComey.
Yes, I've got a concern, or not a concern, but a question, I guess, on your on page 12, lines 18 through 20. This says, a private employer shall not require an employee who is in charge of a notarial officer to surrender or share fees charged for any notarial acts. If we take this out, they can make them give any money they receive back to them. What if the notary has most businesses, I think, that require, that want to have some notaries around, they pay those fees. But what if somebody wants to be a notary they have to pay the fee to be a notary and this type of thing? How would this affect these type of people?
Chairman Gingrey?
Thank you, and that's an excellent question. That's actually what we spent a lot of time talking about in committee. And we actually went back to the Model Notary Act and looked at their comments. On each suggestion that they have, they actually then put in comments from the committee that made up the Model Notary Act. And what they talked about, which we found somewhat persuasive, is these are notary publics, not notary privates, meaning that, yes, if that was, if notary private is what it was, then that would make sense. The employer would say, hey, if you collect $2, you got to give that to me. But the concept is, and this was sort of new for a bunch of us on the committee, that notary publics are commissioned by the government. They're there to serve the public. Yes, they may be in your private business, but they need to offer their services to others. And actually, there was some testimony from one of our newer representatives that works in a bank was telling us that that's actually a great thing of a means of encouraging business to come in, because you offer up the services of notary, so people come into your bank to get that notary and then, I guess, hang around to deposit money. So it encourages it. So we certainly did discuss it, because they are of a public nature, you could do it that way, but we decided to take it out and not require and not have that provision in there.
We're on the standing committee amendment. Are you ready for the question? Question having been called, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The standing committee amendment number one has been adopted, and we're back on the bill. Chairman Geekly, any further discussion? Are you ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Gingrey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 36 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 36 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Committee of the Whole beg leave to rise and sit again at 2 p.m.
All those in favor of Mr. Majority Floor Leader's motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Now we have committee announcements. Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I would like to remind the body that if you would like to gather more information about the breadth and depth of the Department of Health, there is a presentation going to go on in B63, the lower level of the Hirschler Building, at 12 o'clock today, or near just as soon as we can get a number of people over there. And there will be a box lunch provided if you want to watch that 20-25 minute video of what they're about. And then secondly, following that, your committee number 10, Labor, will meet in room 817 to hear House Bill 11, Cancer Control Act Amendments.
Chairman Simlick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Revenue Committee number 3 will meet Monday, February 15th. Note the time, 7:30 a.m. Note the change in room, 302, to hear House Bill 101, electricity generated from wind taxation, and House Bill 29, taxation of specified digital products. House Bill 106, small business investment credit. That was referred from the Minerals Committee. And then House Bill 78, natural gas taxation. That was carried over from this morning. House Bill 33, if time permits, property tax levy date. Also, if time permits, House Bill 96, sales and use, railroad rolling stock repeal. And if time permits, House Bill 100, ethanol tax credit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Chairman, your committee number 6, Tribal Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet Monday, February 15th at 8 a.m. in room H10 to consider the following bills. HJ8, Opposition to Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act, and House Bill 77, Youth Archery Licenses.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet upon noon recess in room H8 to take up House Bill 64, Mandatory Minimum Sentence for Sexual Abuse of a Minor, and House Bill 66, Governmental Claims Act Process.
I give myself privilege of the floor. I don't know how this works. when you're up here. But I'd like the body to recognize the honorary mayor of Reliance, Wyoming, Senorina Morena. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, your House Committee Education Number 4 will meet upon a noon adjournment today up in room H10, where we will take up House Bill 110, Higher Education Endowment Challenge Programs, and House Bill 56, Bonded Indebtedness Mill Levy Supplement.
Representative Harvey.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
I'd like to remind the ladies of the legislature that we're going to have a photographer here to take a photo right upon just as soon as we get moving here. Thank you.
All right. The House will stand in recess till the Committee of the Whole will stand in recess till 2 p.m.